Buckaroos, this is Ken Maynard in the tack room of the Diamond Cage. And that was my famous movie Horse Tarzan, working his head out to say hello to all you riding pals. I've been spinning yarns for quite a spell now about buried treasure and stuff. So today I thought I'd tell a different sort of a story. Makes me chuckle every time I think about that fellow. Yankee Dan was his name. Not his given name, but that's what everybody called him. And with good reason, I guess. I'll tell you more about him after we hear a word or two from my ranch hand, Charlie.
Thanks, Ken. From the tack room of Ken Maynard's Diamond K Ranch, we're bringing you stories of adventure, stories of circus life, fascinating transcribed tales of the Old West where cowboys still follow the cattle trails, stories of rodeos and parades, colorful legends of the red man, hidden gold and buried treasure. The exciting tales from the Diamond K are told by Hollywood's champion of Western stars, internationally famous Ken Maynard. Now, while Ken is getting ready to spin another breathtaking yarn, and as he said a minute ago, a different kind of one today, I want to ask you buckaroos a question. Have you ever just held your breath, closed your eyes, and crossed your fingers when you've dropped one of Mother's or Dad's favorite phonograph records? Boy, that's a breathtaking moment, I'll tell you. But now if you have your very own phonograph records to play, why, you won't want to borrow your folks, and you won't have to worry about breaking your records if you have a Diamond K record album of stories by Ken Maynard, and here's why. The Diamond K records are absolutely unbreakable. Yes, sir, they're made of expensive vinylite that won't break like regular records, and they play so smoothly it's just like hearing Ken and Tarzan in person right in your own living room, especially when Ken says hello to you and calls you by name right on the record. Isn't it amazing that you can get this Diamond K record album with two complete stories of the Wild West and pictures of Ken and Tarzan and a story about Ken and the Diamond K on the records and the albums, all this for only $1? Don't forget, buckaroos, Ken will say hello personally to you on the record and call you by name, like,
"Hello, Irene," or "Hi, Izzy,"
or whatever your name is, so the album will be especially yours. Just send your name and address and a $1 bill to Records in care of this station. Be sure to include your name, buckaroos, so Ken can call you by name. Now, if you want the album sent to a friend, send your friend's name, too. But do it today. Now, here's Ken.
Now to Yankee Dan. Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona were sort of El Dorado states. You remember I talking about that one time? El Dorado is sort of a general term I use for the lure of sudden wealth. Well, the Pecos country in particular has been given wide publicity. It's amazing how those stories get around. But, well, come to think of it, I'm certainly doing my bit to spread the information. Anyway, one day in the town of Pecos itself, a stage came bouncing out of the haze of the Tecolote Mountains and came to fast-breaking stop in the usual cloud of dust. The driver always had a powerful thirst. For that reason, he used to make the fastest stage run of all the line. Well, the townspeople in Pecos, like any other place, had the habit of being around when the stage got in. It was right neighborly, and they wanted to see who was coming to visit their town. And there was always mail to collect and so on. But this particular driver always made it hard for him. For by the time the cloud of dust he'd stirred up and cleared away, most of the arrivals were already in the hotel or at the local bar. Now, that's why all those rough hombres, confidence men, those who didn't particularly want to be seen and had no other way of traveling, liked to ride with this particular driver. They were able to get themselves stashed away in the bar or the hotel before the sheriff could get a look at them. Well, on this particular stage, the only passengers were three men, Duke Morrison and his partner, and a rather funny-looking fellow we'll tell you more about later. Duke Morrison had a very special reason for being particular who saw him. He was a right smart-looking character, with one of them black mustaches and long frock coats, like you sometimes see the villain wear in westerns. He was a slick talker, and as was expected, the local belles always went for him. But it was never clear whether they went for his looks or the money that he always seemed to have plenty of. His partner, Duke's man, they called him, was a combination personal servant and assistant. He even talked with an English accent and all that. Well, as you might expect, the Duke was a confidence man, one of those characters who used his wits to relieve others of their hard-earned money through the most handy scheme he happened to think of at that particular moment. That depended on the individual. And Duke Morrison certainly knew character, possibly because he was one himself. Now, the third fellow who got off that stage in Pecos was a distinguished-looking chap himself, in a different sort of a way. He was small, wore expensive clothes and good taste, with a Boston label. Duke noticed that first thing, and he had fine features, too, a little on the hawkish side. He signed his name on the register there in the hotel as Daniel J. Nickerson, Esquire, Boston, Massachusetts. I suppose if he'd wanted to go in more particulars, he would have added Beacon Hill, for he was a blue blood, all right. You could tell that by the umbrella he always carried, because Beacon Hill is to Boston what Park Avenue is to New York, only a little more so. Now, Daniel J. Nickerson, Esquire, is just the handle a fellow's likely to choke on, so we'll just call him Yankee Dan like everybody else did. Duke Morrison led him into the hotel, very politely. He even had his man carrying his luggage, and then Duke hung around to have a look at the register, to check up on the name, to see if he really did come from Boston. Then, with a peculiar smile on his lips and resetting that curl in his black mustache, the Duke sauntered into the saloon to size up the situation at the Pecos Palace. How about it, folks? Are you enjoying your visit today to Diamond K? Well, I'll get along with the story in just a minute. But I want to talk a bit about the Diamond K brand for a minute. You know, I've had my brand since I first started on the rodeos, and it's traveled me all over this country and Europe with a circus, to Hollywood for movies, and down the jungles of Yucatan hunting for lost cities. So naturally, I'm kind of fond of that brand, and I'm proud to know so many of you young folks have joined the Diamond K by wearing a K shirt like mine. The K shirt, like I told you, is a trim-looking cotton shirt in a desert sand color with a big red Diamond K brand on the front that was made especially for me. Has my picture and Tarzan's on the front, too. I talked a fellow into making up some in buckaroo sizes to fit my young friends. So if you want to join the Diamond K outfit by wearing a K shirt, just send me your name and address and what size you wear, like a 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, or 12, and send along a dollar bill for the fellow who makes the K shirts. Ask Mom your size. She'll know. Then send me your name and address and the dollar to K-Shirt in care of this station, and yours will be mailed out right away. Postage prepaid. Pretty easy way to get a new shirt, I'd say. Well, to get back to their story, there was only one place in town to eat, and Duke Morrison saw to it that he was there at chow time. But he was on his third cup of coffee before Yankee Dan showed up. He was in full dress, a tiff, collar tie, and everything, because folks on Beacon Hill wouldn't think of dining without dressing for it. It even made Duke self-conscious, for he had the reputation of being a sharp dresser himself. Well, the Duke made out he was just finishing his own dinner, and he was just casually walking by Yankee Dan's table. He looked surprised and said, "Hello." Of course, Yankee Dan, being loaded with manners, invited him to join him for dinner, or at least a cup of coffee and a cigar. Seeing it already had eaten, the Duke sort of winced at the coffee. You remember he'd had three cups already. But a real Havana cigar sounded kind of tempting. Now we know buckaroos, don't we, that he would have sat down at that table even without being asked, because he wanted to do some talking with Yankee Dan, and talk he did, for the Duke was a fast talker. Seems Yankee Dan had been a banker or something in Boston. At least that's the impression the Duke got while they were talking on the stage. But Dan always had an itchy foot, and finally decided before it was too late he was going out to see some of the country for himself. He'd always been interested in the Southwest and seemed to know a lot about buried treasure and lost mines that were reputed to be thereabouts. Well, if the Duke ever saw an easy mark, Yankee Dan was it. It almost seemed too easy. Duke thought the most likely scheme to use on this gentleman from Boston was the old standby that had worked for him so many times. So he sent his handyman out to get title to an old mine. No one would even throw a rock in it. It was that worked out. And set about the easy job of convincing Yankee Dan that he, the Duke, that is, had come to town to get rid of some of his holdings, and so he let Yankee Dan have the mine dirt cheap. That it was a good investment, he could see for himself, or to sense the matter, they'd have an impartial mining expert give his opinion on the possibilities. Of course, the Duke had everything all arranged. He'd sent his man out to salt the mine. You know what that is, buckaroos. They take some gold dust and small nuggets and stuff them in the muzzle of a gun and then shoot the stuff right into the rock at some convenient place in the mine. It looked right convincing. Then the Duke had no trouble in getting an old pal of his to pose as a mining expert. And if all this wasn't enough, he even arranged for Yankee Dan to get into conversation with an old Indian, just drunk enough to spill the information that that particular mine was really the hidden source of the gold of Montezuma. Well, Yankee Dan, he just went for it hook, line, and sinker. He's been reading a lot of adventure books, you know. He just couldn't wait to get the paper signed to give the Duke $10,000 in currency. Mighty considerable. And then the Duke chanced to run into the old Indian, the one he had paid to tell Yankee Dan a cock and bull story, and he managed to shake out of him the surprising news that it was the truth. The Indians did believe the mine was the source of Montezuma's wealth. Well, sir, the Duke liked to have gone crazy. He made a deal with a fellow at the SA and Ricardo's office, and they called Yankee Dan in to tell him that there'd been a mistake on his papers, that they weren't legal. And so he didn't own the mine at all. and here was his money back. And just to show you what a good fellow the Duke was, he doubled what he'd paid for it, just for the inconvenience. Well, Yankee Dan put up some very strong arguments, and he was very angry, so the Duke gave him $30,000. The Duke surely breathed a sigh of relief when the mine had been signed back to him, and it made Yankee Dan feel he might better when he told him he might buy another of his holdings near Albuquerque. Well, buckaroos, that was the last folks thereabouts saw of Yankee Dan until his picture bobbed up on the signpost outside the sheriff's office. There he was, big as life, with a full description, umbrella and all. Wanted, confidence man, Daniel J. Nickerson, known as Yankee Dan. In fact, a deputy was just bringing in Duke Morrison when the sheriff was tacking up the sign with his pistol butt. Seems the Duke had killed the old Indian for double-crossing him and taking the money from Yankee Dan to tell him a cock and bull story about the hidden gold of Montezuma.
Well, say, if that isn't a real Wild West story, I never heard one, Ken. I enjoyed every minute of it. How about you, buckaroos? Would you like to hear Ken tell another story? Well, unfortunately, Ken hasn't time for another one right now, but I'll tell you how you can hear a Ken Maynard story any time you want. It's by having a Diamond K record album, of course, of real Wild West tales, just like the one you heard today. Now, this album is really a humdinger, with beautiful color pictures of Ken and Tarzan on the front, and on the back, too, and a story of Ken. And inside, there are more pictures of Ken and Tarzan, too. Why, you get two complete Ken Maynard stories in this album. And here's the best part. The records are personalized. The first thing you'll hear when you play your Diamond K record album is Ken saying hello to you personally right on the record and calling you by name. For instance, if your name is Paul, Ken will say,
"Hello, Paul. This is Ken Maynard with a story just for you."
And all you have to do is send your name to Ken Maynard. Just send your name and address and a dollar bill to Records in care of this radio station, and Ken will see that you get a personalized record album by return mail. Now, at standard 78 RPM speed for the regular kind of record player folks have used for years. These are big, 8-inch, unbreakable, pure vinylite records made of the best quality material money can buy. And you can play them over and over and over again. So if you want to get in on some real Western fun with a story record album that you can play any time you want, or if you want one for a gift for a friend or somebody in a hospital, just send the friend's name, too, and your name and address and a dollar to Records in care of this station, but do it today. Now, once again, here's Ken.
Well, folks, it's time to bring our story roundup to a close. This is Ken Maynard and Tarzan. Closing up the tack room at the Diamond K Ranch till I see you next time when I'll tell you the story about the adventure at Mud Creek. We'll be looking for you. And in the meantime, get your $1 bills in the mail now for some real Western fun. So long.
You've been listening to Tales from the Diamond K, stories of adventure told by Ken Maynard, internationally famous cowboy and Hollywood's champion of Western stars. We hope you're one of the regular visitors to Ken's tack room. You know the door's always open here at the Diamond K Ranch every weekday. Invite your friends to come along for a trip into the adventures of the wild, wild West, and we bet that Mom and Dad will enjoy these stories, too. You know, Ken is a real riding, roping, shooting cowboy who's traveled all over the world looking for excitement and lost treasure, starring in circuses and rodeos and motion pictures, and he's just chock full of rootin' tootin' stories. Tales from the Diamond K was transcribed and produced in Hollywood.